Well, good day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of WTF Walk the Floors. I'm Stephanie Ledger with First Rate Hospitality, and I'm joined with my co-host, Michelle Klein of Klein Hospitality. How are you today, Michelle?
Doing fantastic, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm great. All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to go for round two of the topic of when a food and beverage experience goes south.
Oh,
lovely. Lots of stories to share. So overall, great guest experience at a restaurant can very quickly go wrong. And it's due to a combination of things, right? And on our last episode that we talked about this topic, we shared some of those things. But we certainly had a few extra topics left to share. So we can go for it. I'll tell you what the topic number one is: billing and payment issues. Errors in billing, overcharging, getting somebody else's bill, or delays in processing payments can frustrate our guests. And that leaves a lasting impression of poor service. Guests expect transparency, right? And they want accuracy, especially when you're at a high-end restaurant. Those things should not happen. When it comes to pricing and payment processes, we should have a tight grip on that. What do you think, Stephanie?
No, I agree. And especially too, a checks and balance when you are raising pricing. So maybe you are the beverage director and you're raising the pricing of your bottles of wine. And so you have done it either on the menu or on the micros or PMS system, but not on both. And so, as you had mentioned, as here now, the guests knew what they had selected. They saw the pricing that was on the menu. That's pretty much probably a lot of why they chose that particular bottle of wine or that glass. And then now they get the bill, and you always hope that it would be less than what the price was, but no, it's usually more. And then there's not that transparency of saying, yes, this is what the price was on the menu. So that's what you should be seeing on your check. And we usually see, you know, that's the lasting impression when they're seeing the bill as well.
Especially after a few bottles of wine, that they may not notice this. And then when they get back home or they look back at that check, then things can get very sticky. Stephanie, I'm going to throw one at you that you're going to absolutely love. Listen to this. Lack of attention to special requests, right? Make your reservation. The guests may have specific dietary restrictions or allergies, or maybe preferences that they expect that restaurant to accommodate. Failure to accommodate these requests or communicate effectively amongst each other within the operation or with the guest, maybe about menu options or whatever the case may be, leads to dissatisfaction and disappointment. Absolutely. And it can lead to something very bad happening, like having someone serve something that they're not supposed to be eating.
Yes.
How about this one?
Yes. No, I agree. I think also too, sometimes you get asked, you know, while you're making your reservation, is there any special occasion or any dietary needs that we need to be aware of? And then you arrive at the host and the hosts ask again the same thing. In the notes, we know they're in the reservation, and it's not just saying, I'm here to confirm, is there anything else you would like us to know? It's, no, let's just ask again. And now you get to your server that is greeting you and asking you the same question again. And so I just think that, you know, there's a lot of opportunities that are missed by just not just confirm. Simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially these days when you can actually make your reservation through a specific app. So you know the notes are there because you type them yourself, right? There's nothing that excites me more when I add specific notes to a reservation that I make myself, right? I add those notes myself and I get there and they know it's a very special occasion and they will give me the best table in the house. That makes me feel mm-hmm. so special. And it's something that we tend to, I don't know, I don't think it's forget to train our staff, but the reality is, you know, at the door, we have to make sure that they are actually reading. And when it comes to taking on those dietary restrictions, that we communicate them in a consistent way. Which leads me to the next one, which is inconsistent experience. I came here once, it was epic. Like every topic that I'm sharing right now, I can think of a WTF moment.
Yes.
Was looking forward to a new location, true story. And we have an epic experience. Why? Because someone leaked information of who was going to be in that group. And it so happened to be a group filled with industry leaders, right? So you know that the information is going to be out there as to how your experience was. But when you go back another time and you take your spouse, because you had such a great experience and you're so excited and they haven't tried this in your restaurant yet, and the experience is completely the opposite, that's terrifying, right? Consistency is key. It's key in maintaining that guest satisfaction. What do you think about this one?
No, I have to completely agree with the consistency. And also, too, if, you know, you'll go through the reviews and seeing Stephanie is always mentioned, and then you get to the restaurant and you have Michelle and you're kind of like, well, am I going to have a good service because I don't have Stephanie? But yes, you want to make sure that your team is consistent, or, oh, only show up on Fridays and Saturdays. Monday and Tuesday is the main chef's days off. And so you want to make sure that your restaurant isn't known for that, and having those conversations amongst the guests, or even on your TripAdvisor reviews as well, or restaurant reviews, on seeing that there isn't consistent service.
Yes. And then my last tip is negative interactions with staff. That's my favorite one, right? When you have that rude or unprofessional behavior from any team member or all team members, like you walk in and you make eye contact with absolutely everyone is there. There is no one at the restaurant because you're the first person in and you're having breakfast and no one shows up to greet you. Yet everyone made eye contact, but no one nodded so that you know they acknowledge you, will be right with you. Yeah. None of it. That drives me crazy. And this includes managers. It includes anyone who's behind the bar or in the kitchen, if it's an open kitchen too, right? It's so important to teach everyone that any poor interaction can make the entire experience go south, right?
Yes. I have to say, it brings me back to a recently experienced. This is, here you are sitting down, you're waiting for someone to greet you. The manager sees that you haven't been greeted yet and goes and tells the server, hey, take this table. You know, I don't know what the other server was doing, if they were in the weeds or if they, you know, were in a talking to another table. But then hearing it, I could hear it, the server's response of saying, that's not my table, or the eye rolling. I'm like, well, sorry that I'm here and hungry and wanting to enjoy the dinner or lunch, whatever it may be. And when you're hearing the talk back from the server to the manager, or even to the host as well, the host is saying, hey, can you take this table? And then you can hear their snide remarks.
And at that point, you're thinking, sorry for being a resource to your paycheck.
Yeah.
It's crazy. crazy talk. Yes. Do you have a WTF moment that you can think of or add to what we just discussed?
I'd have to say I may have brought this up like in one of our earlier episodes, but I have to say when it comes to the allergies and listing, especially main allergies, like for example, a nut allergy. So here I am with my cousin. We are going out and he is allergic to nuts. And so it knows, you know, to making sure of letting the server know. Sees on the menu a drink item and then the garnish is coconut. And so it's not listed on the menu. Also, too, told the server. The server is only thinking of it relating it to food, but not also, too, for your beverage. And we explained to him, like, this would be something to making sure that you're listing as your garnish is not, you know, not saying you have to list your garnish as, like, a lemon or a lime. But when it's a main allergy like this, I feel like it should be listed.
Right, absolutely. Or at least it should be mentioned, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, like I said, in every single topic that I brought up, I could picture one WTF moment, but I'm going to stick to one specifically, which is actually very interesting because I happened to be actually shopping them at the time. So that made it even worse.
Yeah.
So I was having dinner with my husband at a very nice steakhouse. And he is allergic to lobster. And great, I now made it public. So anyone who wants to kill him, this is awesome. Stay away from lobster. Anyway, so we specifically explained that. And the server came back and said, okay, we can do it with crab. Okay, sounds great. By the time the plate gets placed right in front of him, to me, it looked very clear. There was no shell on it, but it was very clear that that wasn't crab. That was lobster. Mm-hmm. So I said, don't touch it just yet. And I was sitting across from the door to the kitchen. And as I tell him, don't touch it just yet, I can see the manager storming towards our table, like freaked out, storming towards our table. And he's like, removes the plate immediately. And he's like, we're so sorry, starts apologizing and explaining and so on. Mm-hmm. They had served him the meat with the lobster instead of the crab that they had actually promised. So it's so imperative to make sure that our team is really paying attention and transferring this information as well, right? Because someone can die from it. It's not a joke, right?
No.
I don't think we pay attention to allergies enough as we should. So just to close go ahead.
I was going to say sometimes the server is just like, oh, you just don't like lobster. And, thinking that it's just a preference. But no, it really is zero. And also, too, if it was a preference, I just don't like it. It makes me, sick. I don't like seafood. But it's not you as a server to think that, oh, it's okay if it touched something else. No, we should treat these as very high alert and communication. You can never over communicate when it comes to the allergies or even if it is a food preference.
My most favorite areas of opportunities / team members to work with when I go do some process improvement on the F&B side are usually those team member servers that have been around forever and ever, and they decide what you're going to eat.
Yeah,
it's okay to sit at the table and say, enlighten us, or have the chef, bring whatever they have that is special today, right? Or have the server decide what it is that they're going to start bringing out because it's your first time there and you want them to choose different things when it's an agreement between both parties. But when the server decides out of nowhere, yeah, you're going to end up eating whatever I want, then that's what takes the experience to a whole different dark level.
But those are the training moments, especially during pre-shift. Hey, let's really push for this certain dish. Maybe chefs trying to just go through the product, knowing that more is the next shipment's coming in, or maybe because it's related to a holiday, or for those that are celebrating special occasions. But now being able to, this is the proper verbiage, because it drives me bonkers when you're like, oh, what do you recommend? And then they'll say like the salmon dish, because it's, you know, the most expensive one. And then you're like, well, what's so good about salmon or this particular salmon dish? And then they're like, oh, it's good.
Yeah. Or I never tried it, but I heard it's
good. I don't like fish. Epic. But I hear, you know, a lot of people order it. Oh, thanks for your recommendation.
That's just beautiful. So,
yes.
To close out, let's just agree that it's essential for restaurants to prioritize guest satisfaction. And if there are any issues that come up, to promptly address them, right? So that you can prevent that negative experience that ends up, you know, the first step negative, then the rest is not going to be enjoyable. And it's very hard for the guests to snap out of it, especially mm-hmm. for people who are in the industry, who have a very high expectation, because we know what we are supposed to experience. It makes it very difficult to snap out of it and come back and try to have a positive and meaningful time. So if you want to keep your reputation in check, I would say refer to this episode and the previous one on round one, and you'll be in good hands.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you again.
Thank you, everyone, for being on the other side. We'll see you soon.